Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Squawk 7000 is bringing you a roundup of aviation news this week, starting January 9th, in association with flyinginireland.com. Remember to subscribe and to keep us as Ireland's number one aviation podcast, and we'll deliver the news to your device every Monday morning. I'm Michael Cummin. In the headlines this week, the Aircraft Noise Competent Authority has started a review to assess the impact of aircraft noise on the community surrounding Dublin Airport. Ryanair will most likely launch one of its two planned European pilot training centres in Poland. And it's reported that 30 jobs are at risk for Aer Lingus as it considers permanently closing its Belfast to Heathrow route due to Brexit issues. A long-time member of Limerick Flying Club, Sam Swift, took first place recently in the biplane section at the Reno Air Race in Nevada, USA. Sam, who hails from Nashville, Tennessee, is a regular visitor to Shannon as a pilot with United on their Shannon-Newark service. He's now a captain on their regional Boeing 737 fleet. Sam became a member of the Limerick Flying Club several years ago and is now an IAA-issued PPL. And he's also involved in the club activities during his regular stopovers at Shannon. ASL Airlines recently announced that 2022 marked 50 years for them in the aviation industry. Starting in 1972, as Airbridge carriers using four Argosy freight aircraft, they flew fresh produce from the Channel Islands. As part of the Hunting Group, they were renamed Hunting Cargo Airlines in 1992. After being sold by the Hunting Group in 1998, they became air contractors and moved to Ireland. The ASL Group was established in 2008 to accommodate the growing number of acquisitions, and in 2015, they were branded as ASL Airlines Ireland. The Aircraft Noise Competent Authority has started a review to assess the impact of aircraft noise on the communities surrounding Dublin Airport. The Airport Authority, DAA, has been instructed to provide ANCA with operational data for this review. The result of this review will be shared with the public. Due to the technical nature and volume of the information required from DAA, data will be submitted and assessed on a phased basis over the coming months. Throughout this process, ANCA will determine if it's necessary to introduce additional noise control measures around Dublin Airport. This review will examine how the airport has operated since the new runway opened on August 24th last year and consider how aircraft operations may affect the area around the airport in the years ahead. Ryanair will most likely launch one of its two planned European pilot training centres in Poland, the company has told the Polish press agency. The southwestern city of Wrocław is one of the several areas considered for Polish investment, according to Eddie Wilson, CEO of Ryanair DAC, the Ryanair Group's leading company. He added the preferred location would have the best connections, inexpensive and close to the airports serviced by Ryanair. Eddie Wilson said the Ryanair's operational bases in other cities, such as southern Krakow, western Poznan and northern Gdansk, are also being considered. Ryanair operates at 13 airports in Poland, six of which are its base airports. Wrocław also has the airline's maintenance facilities located there. The Algarve PSD party has urged the regional authorities to fight to attract a Ryanair pilot training centre after the airline expressed its wish to install the facilities in Portugal. In a statement, the president of the Algarve's PSD party stated that the region would be a suitable place to receive this investment, reinforcing the links with Ryanair in the region, since to a large extent it depends on significant slices of passenger movements at Faro International Airport. The party leader pointed out that in recent days the region's municipalities have expressed their willingness to see the low-cost airline's training centre installed in the area of Porto. As a result, he asked the regional authorities of the Algarve to try and attract this investment in Faro. It's reported that 30 jobs are at risk at Aer Lingus as it considers permanently ending its Belfast to Heathrow route due to Brexit issues. The airline said if the decision is implemented on March 26th, it will lead to the closure of its Belfast base. Belfast staff were told recently of the decision, with the possibility of redundancy or transfer to other bases discussed. Aer Lingus regional flights operated by Emerald Airlines would not be affected, Aer Lingus has said. Passengers booked on the Belfast City Airport to Heathrow route until March 25th will be unaffected if the closure proceeds. In a statement, the airline said, as an EU carrier, regulatory changes arising from the withdrawal of the UK from the EU have had an impact on Aer Lingus' traffic rights as a carrier within the UK market, and in particular on the operation by Aer Lingus of the Belfast-London Heathrow route. Paralympics Ireland will appoint Stephen McNamara as their new Chief Executive Officer. Stephen joins Paralympics Ireland from the Irish Rugby Football Union, where he served as Director of Communications from 2012. In his previous role with Ryanair, Stephen helped the airline grow across European aviation markets, and he worked with the airline CEO Michael O'Leary to develop the Ryanair brand globally. As part of the ongoing Ireland West Airport Transformation Programme, work has started on the resurfacing and upgrading parts of the airport car park facilities at Ireland West Airport. In addition, work has also started on essential maintenance in the upstairs Sláinte restaurant area of the airport. The works will take place on a phased basis until March 2023 to ensure minimum disruption to passengers and users of the airport during the winter period. The airport is advising passengers and members of the public that some parking zones will be closed while construction is ongoing in the car park, and this is to facilitate the completion of the work. Staying in the West, Ireland West Airport staff recently presented a cheque for €42,580 to the airport's three staff-nominated charities for 2022, Childhood Cancer Ireland, Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust and the Sensational Kids Charity. Throughout 2022, several events took place with Ireland West Airport employees supporting three charities. The most successful fundraiser in 2022 was the annual Port West 5-kilometre runway run, which saw over 1,000 people take to the airport's runway in September. National Flight Centre Pilot Academy, NFC, has announced that they've nominated Orbis Ireland as their charity partner for 2023. Orbis is a humanitarian organisation committed to preserving and restoring sight in the developing world through trained eye care personnel and strengthening the capacity of the in-country eye care institutions and services. 338 million people are blind or have moderate to severe visual impairments. According to Declan O'Shea, NFC director, they're excited to support Orbis in the vital work that they do to ensure everyone has access to quality eye care. And to kick off their support, all sales of their Boeing 737 simulator vouchers for the next 6 months will be donated to Orbis. They're also planning several aviation-themed fundraising events throughout 2023 and look forward to working with our students, partners and supply chain to support Orbis projects. And remember, if you have aviation news you'd like to share, if you're the PR for any of the many flying clubs in Ireland, include us in your news emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie.